26 minutes to 7, or rather to 8. 26 minutes to 8. Welcome back to Sabah al-Muslim on Radio Islam International. Yesterday we concluded Ruku number 9 of Surah Al-A'raf, the story of Aad, the nation of Hud alayhi salatu wasalam. We were going through the details from various different verses of the Quran Kareem as to how they were destroyed, that hurricane that afflicted them 8 days and 7 nights and totally smashed them to smithereens. We spoke yesterday about how they thought it was actually the winds of rain that were blowing, and they became happy and they started to rejoice, thinking that those winds were going to bring rain, but in reality it was bringing the punishment of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala describes them كأنهم أعجاز نخل منقعر. Their punishment was such, it was like they were fallen palm trunks, you know, the trunks of a palm tree, totally fallen and flat. That's what happened to the nation of Hud alayhi salatu wasalam, who were known as the Aad. And we discussed yesterday towards the end the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, wherein the Nabi of Allah says in Bukhari, I have been assisted with the Sabah and the Aad were destroyed with the Dabur. And the ulama explained the Sabah is a wind blowing from east to west, and the Dabur is a wind blowing from west to east. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was assisted with the Sabah on the occasion of Ahzab, when Allah sent a frightening windstorm that forced the Confederates, you know, the coalition that had ganged up against the Muslims, to retreat and abandon their siege of Madinatul Munawwarah. Then we also discussed the hadith of Sahih Muslim, narrated by our mother Aisha radiallahu anha, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would grow pale when he observed clouds gathering. He would sometimes go indoors and sometimes outdoors. He would be relieved only when the rain began to fall. She says that she noticed this and asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam the reason for it. And he replied, O Aisha, I fear that what occurred to the Aad should not happen to us. When they saw a cloud approaching their valley, they rejoiced, thinking that it will bring them rain. However, the punishment was in the form of a wind that was sent to them. And then we discussed the hadith of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, wind is a mercy from Allah. It brings mercy and punishment. So do not sway it, but ask Allah for the good of it and seek protection from its evil. And the lesson behind all of this was simple. Fire, sand, water, wind, the elements, they all are at the instructions of Allah. At times they can come in the form of mercy, and at times they can come in the form of punishment. Now, when we spoke about the Aad, we explained that the Aad came from the progeny of Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam's grandson, who was known as Iram. And that's why Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala refers to them as such as well, Iram dhatil imad. Now, talking about the Thamud, because the next ruku talks about the Thamud, verse 73. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَإِلَىٰ ثَمُودَ أَخَاهُمْ صَالِحًا. To the Thamud, we sent their brother Salih, Salih alayhi salatu wasalam. Now, the Aad and the Thamud were both descendants of the same grandfather. That's why Allah talks about the first Aad and the second Aad. Aadan al-Ula. The first Aad is Aad. And the second Aad is actually the Thamud. That's why Allah says, وَعَادًا الْأُولَى وَثَمُودَ فَمَا أَبَقَى. Immediately after talking about Aad, or the first Aad, Allah talks about the second nation of Aad, and that is the Thamud. So Aad and Thamud were both the descendants of the same grandfather. The children of a person named Aad became the nation of Aad, and the children of his brother Thamud became the nation of Thamud. And the Thamud lived to the north of Arabia, in a place called Hijr. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala talks about Hijr also in the 14th juz of the Quran Kareem, in Surah Al-Hijr. وَلَقَدْ كَذَّبَ أَصْحَابُ الْحِجْرِ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. They lived, meaning the Thamud lived after the destruction of Aad. So they lived after the destruction of their cousins. And like their cousins, they came from the same grandfather, right? So they were very strong, they were very powerful, they were able to construct magnificent structures and carve their homes in mountains. And as I alluded to previously, if you go to Mada'in Saleh, Mada'in Saleh is about, 300 kilometers from Madinah Munawwara. I've had the opportunity of going there twice. And you would actually go and you would be able to see the homes that these people used to carve in the mountains. It's standing up to today. Imagine the strength which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given them, that they were able to carve houses and homes in the mountains. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala talks about this in the Quran. You build palaces on the soft portion thereof and carve homes from the mountains. And this is known as Mada'in Saleh. Generally, people are not allowed to live in the area where the punishment descended, but you can go there for ibarah, for lesson, to go quickly look, understand, and then to leave from there. So the nation of Thamud, they were ultimately also destroyed by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But just to give you a bit of their history, as I said, they come also from the lineage of that same grandson of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, two different brothers' children. The one brother was Ad, and the other was Thamud. The Ad, they were destroyed first by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and then the Thamud followed. The Ad, they were destroyed. They lived after the destruction of the Ad, and they were also strong and powerful. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala commences the verse, wa ila thamuda akhahum salihan, to the Thamud we send their brother Salih. So Salih alayhi salatu wasalam, as was the case with Hud alayhi salam, as was the case with Nuh alayhi salam, he came from amongst them. The message, once again the same. That's why when we say that Islam didn't start with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam, Islam didn't start with the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, but it started with Adam alayhi salam, because the message was the same. The message of belief in the oneness of Allah, Tawheed, the essentials, belief in the year after, accountability. قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اعْبُدُ اللَّهَ مَا لَكُم مِّنْ إِلَٰهٍ غَيْرٌ. He said, oh my people, worship Allah, you have no deity other than Him. Worship Allah, you have no deity other than Him. قَدْ جَاءَتْكُمْ بَيِّنَةٌ مِّنْ رَبِّكُمْ. Evidence from your sustainer has already reached you. هَذِهِ نَاقَةُ اللَّهِ لَكُمْ آيَةً فَذَرُوهَا تَأْكُلْ فِي أَرْضِ اللَّهِ وَلَا تَمَسُّوهَا بِسُوءٍ فَيَأْخُذَكُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. This camel belongs to Allah. It is a sign for you. Leave it then to pasture in the land of Allah, and do not touch it with an evil hand, or else a fearful punishment will seize you. Now, what's the story with the camel? The scholars have written that the nation of Thamud, the people of Salih alayhi salatu wasalam, when Salih alayhi salatu wasalam preached to them, like with the other nations prior and the other Anbiya, the people rejected, especially the leaders. They told him that he was insane, and they told him that he didn't know what he was talking about, and that kind of thing. And then they ultimately told him, okay, listen, if you want us to believe, then we want you to show us a sign. And they were very prescriptive. They were very specific. They said, we want you to bring a pregnant camel from hard rock. Now remember, they lived in mountainous areas. And that's why they used to carve their homes in the mountain, in the rock. They said, from this rock, we want you to produce a she-camel, a pregnant camel. You know, very specific. And Salih alayhi salatu wasalam performed two rakats of salah, and he made dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and this miracle took place. The rock split open, and a pregnant she-camel emerged. When you go to Madain Salih, they show you the rock. Whether it's actually that rock or not, I don't know. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala knows best. But what happened is that pregnant she-camel came out. And some people believed. One of the leaders also, Junda bin Amr, believed. But many of the other leaders wanted to believe, but the caretakers of the idols prevented them from doing so. Now, this she-camel was obviously, a different species, right? It came directly from a rock. So it was very frightening to the other camels. Also, it drank a lot of water, and a special provision had to be made where one day it would drink all the water, because when it drank, it finished it up. And the next day, the other animals would drink. And they show you a kind of pool that, you know, where the water would be put in, and the she-camel would drink everything. So the people now, they wanted a miracle. The she-camel was produced. Now they were after the she-camel because they felt the she-camel was bad news. And Salih alayhi salatu wasalam warned them that, listen, this camel comes from Allah. This is a sign from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Let it pasture, let it graze, let it eat, let it drink. Don't interfere with it, because then the punishment of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is going to come. You asked for this. Now don't complain. And that's the nature of life, isn't it? Many times we want something, and then when it comes, we realize it was better if it didn't come. And that's why we must learn to be satisfied with the decree of Allah. We leave it at this point for today. We will continue the discussion tomorrow, inshallah. It's 17 minutes to 8.